This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden promised Afghanistan's top leaders a sustained partnership, even as he moves to accelerate winding down the United States' longest war amid escalating Taliban violence. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah, chair of the High Council for National Reconciliation, met at the Pentagon with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin before their sit-down with Biden at the White House. While Biden vowed that the U.S. has committed to assisting Afghanistan, he also insisted that it was time for the American military to step back. The leader's visit comes as the Biden administration stepped up plans for withdrawal ahead of the president's September 11th deadline to end a nearly 20-year-old war. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasp under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. The punishment is one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a black person, but some Floyd family members and others are disappointed. The sentence fell short of the 30 years prosecutors requested. With good behavior, Chauvin could be out in 15 years. He still faces a federal trial on charges of violating Floyd's civil rights. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has used her first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office to call for an end to political rhetoric and end fighting over immigration, an issue that Republicans have been eager to weaponize against her. Visiting El Paso, Texas, Harris said immigration cannot be reduced to a political issue. She met with five girls who had been held at the Customs and Border Protection Processing Center. This is VOA News. Colombian President Iván Duque says that the helicopter carrying him and several senior officials came under fire in southern Catatumbo region bordering Venezuela in a rare instance of direct attack on a presidential aircraft. Duque said that everyone on board the helicopter was safe, including himself, the defense minister, interior minister, and a local governor. Video released by the presidency showed several bullet holes in the Colombian Air Force helicopter. The Russian military has launched sweeping maneuvers in the Mediterranean Sea featuring warplanes armed with hypersonic missiles, a show of force amid a surge in tensions following an incident with a British destroyer in the Black Sea. Moscow said one of its warships fired warning shots and warplane dropped bombs in the path of a British destroyer Defender on Wednesday to force her out of an area near the Crimea that Russia claims as its territorial waters. Britain denied that account, insisted its ship was not fired upon, and said that it was sailing in Ukrainian waters. The Russian drills that began Friday in the eastern Mediterranean come as a British carrier strike group is in that area. Myanmar's military leader and China's top military official on Wednesday weighed in on peace and stability in their respective countries and relations with the U.S. and Russia at a conference in Moscow. Mingong Lang, chairman of the State Administration Council in Myanmar, said the military had overthrown the country's elected government to restore integrity to democracy. On February, the military in Myanmar ousted the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi and the National League for Democracy. The coup triggered massive protests and military responses with brutality and waves of arrest. Manhattan prosecutors are now considering filing criminal charges soon against former U.S. President Donald Trump's company, stemming from a long-running investigation into the former president's business dealings. The New York Times reports that charges could be filed against the Trump Organization as early as next week related to fringe benefits it gave up to top executives, like the use of apartments. The Times cited people familiar with the matter. Trump Organization's lawyer, Ron Fischetti, confirmed the Associated Press that met virtually with prosecutors Thursday and that criminal charges were likely. He called them absolutely outrageous. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.